Heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you not only to defend the historic Christian faith, but to become a winsome witness to a spiritually hungry but skeptical world, because life and truth matter. To learn more, or to find resources to help you grow in grace, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Do remember you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, if at times you suspect that reality is unraveling, you're not alone. I could point to the rancorous incivility of our current political climate, but that's just the tip of an insidious iceberg. I could point to the alarming assaults on our historic religious freedoms, but that isn't what causes me to lose sleep. My great concern is that as attacks on these freedoms continue to mount, most Christians are sadly clueless as to how to respond. And that is precisely why I'm recommending that you go to equip.org, EQUIP.org, and ask for a copy of Free to Believe, subtitled The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America. It's available for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Again, go to equip.org on the web. Free to Believe, well, it's written by acclaimed attorney Luke Goodrich. His legal expertise has helped to win Supreme Court cases from the Hobby Lobby battle to the Little Sisters of the Poor who serve the needy, the downtrodden among us. And by the way, I just did an incredibly insightful podcast with Luke, and we'll be making that available in so many different forums because Luke needs to be heard, and he needs to be heard in this particular epoch of time. What he's addressing in his timely book are sobering trends that are only going to grow more crucial with each passing day. Consider just a few threats that are signaling an intensifying storm. California. I used to live there. They've issued a regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortion, and there are no exemptions for churches. Washington and Illinois have issued regulations now that require pharmacists dispense drugs that actually cause abortions. And the ACLU, the infamous ACLU, has issued suits against Catholic hospitals. Why? Because they decline to perform abortions. And although the sanctity of life is just one battlefront in a much wider, a much deeper war, Luke points to a radical values and worldview inversion that is consigning traditional spiritual and moral values to the dustbin of history. Think about it. For the very first time in the history of this country, widespread Christian beliefs are viewed as a threat to the dominant culture. The belief in absolute truth is now, well, it's now seen as a form of discrimination. The belief that abortion is wrong, it's now viewed as an assault on the health and the dignity of women. The belief that God designed sex for marriage between one man and one woman is now viewed as an attack on the LGBTQ community. Think some more. With breathtaking hypocrisy, these tyrants of tolerance, they've become so unhinged that anyone embracing beliefs other than their own are viewed as threats. If you think this is a form of insanity, I think I ought to commend your discernment. But if you think our liberties are somehow going to survive with Christians remaining clueless and ill-prepared, think again. And you're likely, when you do, to think better about these issues, particularly after reading Free to Believe, again, available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Now, Free to Believe is not about alarmism, although it does rightly sound some alarms. The conflict between gay rights, religious freedom, is the most significant threat to religious freedom in the United States today. Let me say that again. The conflict between gay rights and religious freedom is the, not a, but the most significant threat to religious freedom in the United States today. If handled poorly, you and I can expect a variety of painful consequences. Religious business owners they're going to suffer crippling fines. Religious counselors are going to lose their licenses. Religious universities will lose their accreditation. Religious hospitals, homeless shelters, adoption agencies, schools, ministries are going to be attacked by lawsuits, and they're going to lose millions in funding and tax exemptions. Religious individuals will lose their jobs as judges, as clerks, as social workers, as military chaplains. And that is to say nothing of purely private forms of social ostracism, kind of ostracism personified by religious employees at private companies losing their jobs because they're labeled bigots, or religious business owners facing boycotts because of their religious views. Just this morning, I read a story in the newspaper about Franklin Graham. It was sobering. Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse is going to the max in meeting the needs of people in the midst of the present coronavirus pandemic. So they're sending supplies and help and volunteers to New York City. And yet, in the article that I read, Franklin and Samaritan's Purse are dubbed religious bigots. Why? Because he believes that marriage is the exclusive union of one genetic male and one genetic female. Think about that. He believes in marriage between a man and a woman. And now he is a religious bigot. But if you look at recent history, it's like looking at yesterday. Politicians, Bill Clinton, as an example, stood for this very thing. Hillary Clinton stood toe-to-toe with her husband on this very thing. Maybe I should say shoulder-to-shoulder, but I don't know, maybe toe-to-toe is better. Barack Obama stood steadfast on this very principle. Now they've all become woke. And now, after holding those positions themselves, they point the finger at relief organizations like Samaritan's Purse. It is a tragedy. Again, Free to Believe, The Battle for Religious Liberty in America by Luke Goodrich, available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Go to the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We're going to be back in just a few moments with answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And thanks for standing with me in the battle for life and truth.
Many Americans think religious freedom is under attack. They see the culture changing around them and fear that their beliefs will soon be punished as a form of bigotry. Others think these fears are overblown and say Christians should stop complaining about imaginary persecution. In his book, Free to Believe, leading religious freedom attorney Luke Goodrich challenges both sides of this debate, offering a fresh perspective on the most controversial religious freedom conflicts today. To receive your copy of Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
Many Americans feel their religious freedom is under attack. They see the culture changing and fear their beliefs will soon be punished as a form of bigotry. Others think these fears are overblown and say Christians should stop complaining about imaginary persecution. In Free to Believe, leading religious freedom attorney Luke Goodrich combines frontline experience with faithful attention to Scripture to show why religious freedom matters, how it is threatened, and how to protect it. With penetrating insights on gay rights, abortion, Islam, and the public square, Goodrich argues that threats to religious freedom are real, but they might not be quite what you think. To receive your copy of Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.
In Free to Believe, Luke Goodrich, a leading religious freedom attorney and veteran of multiple Supreme Court battles, equips Christians to understand religious liberty in our rapidly changing culture. In clear and compelling prose, he explains why it matters, how it is threatened, and how to respond with confidence and grace. To receive your copy of Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. Here again now is the host of The Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Let's go to Clint in North Dakota. Listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Clint.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I was talking to a guy. He said we have no historical proof that Jesus ever existed. And I mentioned that Tacitus, the Roman historian, had mentioned him. And I also mentioned Josephus, that he had mentioned him. And the guy, he said, well, we don't have any originals of Josephus' works or Tacitus' works. He said they just date from the Renaissance. And I went and looked it up, and the guy was right. He also said that the guy by the name of Joe Atwill had written a book called Caesar's Messiah. And he said that it was just part of a Roman plot to create a pacifist Jewish Messiah. And of course, I believe in Jesus, and I don't believe that, but I just wondered what your answer to that would be, you know, that we don't have the original manuscripts of Josephus and Tacitus. So what you would say to that?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And I'm glad you looked it up and checked it out, because you've got to affirm what you have to affirm. So it is true that if you look at the manuscript evidence for Tacitus, we have two manuscripts, I think. One dates somewhere to AD 850, and the other the middle of the 11th century. There's a lot more manuscript evidence for Josephus. But the point is that very few people that I know of, particularly in our epoch of time, deny that Tacitus was one of the great historians of the Roman Empire, nor do people deny the historicity of Josephus. We know when he was born. We know that he was a contemporary of those who lived at the time of Jesus. He was born just after the death of Jesus, if I recall correctly. I think it was AD 37. But at any rate, no one doubts these are genuine historians, one a Roman historian, the other a Jewish historian. And by the way, you can also acknowledge the fact that the Bible is buttressed by lots of manuscript evidence, but we don't have the autographa. The point is that we have so many manuscripts that we can get back to the autographs and be convinced that what we have properly represents what was in the original writings themselves. So the idea that Jesus is historical fiction, that Tacitus is not real or Josephus is not real, is not held by many credible historians today. In fact, you think about the death of Jesus Christ, the fatal suffering of Jesus Christ. That is now acknowledged not only in the spiritual community, but it is acknowledged broadly within the secular community as well. So at one time, there were people who would say the fatal torment of Jesus Christ was mythology. Rare to find someone that would have the temerity, the reckless boldness to say something that outrageous today.
Oh, thank you. That's a good answer. I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that, because you know, there's a lot of online, you get a lot of people that just, they come up with these, you know, very intelligent sounding answers, and you try to give every man an answer, the right answer, you know, divide the word of God severally. And I just didn't want to appear like I didn't know what I was talking about with the guy, you know?
Yeah, well, let me, and this is for you, but for the broader audience as well, let me give you just a little bit of information here that might be helpful. And some of this summarizes what I just said in terms of a thumbnail sketch. But first, the sheer volume of papyrus and parchment that undergirds sacred scripture dwarfs that of any other work in classical history. And that includes Josephus and Tacitus, of course. We now have an excess of somewhere around 6,000 manuscripts of the New Testament. And not only is there a relatively short time interval between the earliest papyrus and parchment copies of the New Testament and their autographs, but there's less than a generation between the autographs and the events they chronicle. So what's the point? The point is that the quality and quantity of papyrus and parchment manuscripts assure us that the message and the intent of the original autographs has been passed on to the present generation without compromise. The second thing I would say, and I'll try to relegate this to 3 points, the second thing is that there's internal evidence. Think about what you read in Scripture where Peter says, we did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. And of course, Dr. Luke, who wrote Acts and the Gospel of Luke, says that he gathered eyewitness testimony and he carefully investigated everything. So if internal evidence points to anything, it is to the reality that the gospel writers were inspired to faithfully narrate a core set of facts by which they had been radically transformed. And then a third point would be the external evidence, the point that you brought up as the basis of this call. On the one hand, the internal evidence is sufficient to establish the biblical manuscripts as authentic, as reliable, as complementary. In other words, they complement one another. But external evidence provides remarkable cooperating attestation. And that involves some of the things you mentioned. From early external evidence provided by credible historians, and we would say that the Jewish Josephus, the Roman Tacitus, Suetonius, Plinius, and many others are credible historians. But from their works, it is possible to piece together highlights of Christ in the New Testament wholly apart from the internal evidence itself. Josephus is one of the best examples, and I don't think that we ought to jettison that example. He was an eyewitness to many of the details, many of the descriptions that you find in the New Testament. And of course, the most noteworthy reference to Jesus appears in his Antiquities 18. And one of my co-authors of a book called The Da Vinci Code, Fact or Fiction, Dr. Paul Meyer, has written a whole book which deals in detail with Josephus and his works. So he's a credible authority. He's a professor of ancient history at Western Michigan University, at least he was, and he's now retired. But he is a classic example of someone that you can trust and that has done all of the legwork. And going back many years, I've had Paul Meyer on the Bible Answer Man broadcast on many occasions. Let me say one other thing. Even the infamous skeptic Bart Ehrman argues strenuously for the historicity of Jesus of Nazareth. He doesn't believe Jesus is the Son of God, but he does acknowledge the evidence is undeniable that Jesus existed. So again, even the most ardent skeptics of the Bible and the message of Jesus Christ, because Ehrman thought that Jesus Christ was a false apocalyptic prophet, agree that Jesus was a historical character.
Thank you very much, Hank. I really appreciate that.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. And you know, a couple of things that are apropos to this discussion. One is the movie on DVD that we were promoting all last month as our resource of the month. It was available for those who support the ministry. Still is. I mean, you can get a copy of it. Just go to the web at equip.org. It's available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Hank Unplugged podcast, the Bible Answer Man YouTube channel, and our 24/7 outreaches around the world. It's called Fragments of Truth. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Also, I wrote a book on this subject, and that's why some of this stuff is in my memory trace. It's titled, Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs for the Bible's Divine Inspiration. That also a resource available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We've had an exciting week with the programs. I hope you've been blessed. It's been a blessing to be able to do them. And of course, the reason that we're able to do what we do is because there are people out there, even in the midst of the coronavirus, that stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. If you can give, this would be a great time to do that. You know, giving is down. Coronavirus doesn't help. You can give in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. What we do now has eternal significance. So give at equip.org. Thanks for tuning in. Look forward to seeing you next time or next week with more of the show.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Many Americans feel their religious freedom is under attack. They see the culture changing and fear their beliefs will soon be punished as a form of bigotry. Others think these fears are overblown and say Christians should stop complaining about imaginary persecution. In Free to Believe, leading religious freedom attorney Luke Goodrich combines frontline experience with faithful attention to Scripture to show why religious freedom matters, how it is threatened, and how to protect it. With penetrating insights on gay rights, abortion, Islam, and the public square, Goodrich argues that threats to religious freedom are real, but they might not be quite what you think. To receive your copy of Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.